Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and you're about to listen to Shalom Health and Wellness with Apostle Loretta Williams. Shalom Health and Wellness with Apostle Loretta Williams. The program term, The Best Years in Our Life. Today's discussion, an old proverb says, the best is yet to come. Do you not know that your latter days should be better than your former years? Some people think that our younger days are our best days, and for many, it may be so, but most of us have or will make mistakes that we will or have regretted because we were foolish and didn't know any better. The older we become, the more seasoned in life we should be. Listen to today's program and get motivated to enjoy life to the fullest. What is your bucket list? Scripture text. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 8. After many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter days, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Send your questions or comments to our website at http://www.blogtalkradio.com/freshmanna. And our speaker for today, my spiritual mentor, my second mother who I love, who I pray for daily, Apostle Loretta Williams.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Dante. Thank you for moderating so well on Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio. Today, we're coming to you with Shalom, Health, and Wellness. And this is going to be talking about, amen, living life to its fullest. We want to talk about, amen, how to have the best years in our lives on today. And some people say that the best is yet to come. Amen, praise God. And then other people say, well, my best years were my younger years. Well, amen, praise God. David said, I once was old. No, let me rephrase that. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. Well, what did you mean by that? Amen. Because we know that there are a lot of people that are destitute, in poverty, homeless. But David was referring to those who live for God and amen and live in God's abundance. I trust and believe, God, that as I get older, my years, amen, of serving Him will bring in a reward of having a fruitful life. Nothing more, amen, to me horrifying than to have lived a life full of regret. Ezekiel 38:8 says, after many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always placed, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Many times as we begin to get older, people start going through what they call midlife crisis. They begin to look back and reflect, oh, I didn't have an opportunity to do this. I didn't have an opportunity to do that. Men start becoming more concerned on whether or not they still got it. Can I still attract women? Do I still look good? Amen, praise God. I've had men in my family, even been married, amen, to a man, hallelujah, that got concerned as he started going bald in his, amen, 20s, late 20s, early 30s, and come to find out his father, amen, was bald. But as he got older, amen, he found out that it didn't lessen his attractiveness, it heightened it, because more women were attracted to his bald head than they were when he had a head full of hair. So, amen, praise God, all the anxiety and worry that he went through of being less attractive or less appealing because he didn't have any hair was for naught, because people should not be attracted to what you physically look like. They should be attracted to who you are inwardly. But we do know that the physical appearance is very important, and especially when it comes to our happiness. And so, amen, praise God, I want to tell you some things that I hope will help so that you don't base your happiness all on how you look and how you feel. Matthew 5:13 says, we're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is it therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men? And what it's saying there is, amen, we know we use salt a lot to season our food. Now, the older I get, I cease to use, amen, iodine salt. I like to use, amen, herbal seasoning because it's more healthy for me. Amen. I like to use garlic and onions and peppers, red, green, yellow peppers to season my food now. Amen. It tastes better, and, amen, it doesn't have all that sodium in it. Amen. Praise God. And so this is what the scripture is telling us. Amen. We're supposed to be the flavor of the earth. People are supposed to look at our lives and say, I want to live like that. Amen. Praise God. I want to have a great life like, amen, she's having or he's having. But with so many people, especially in Christianity, they look at us and say, you know, you mean they've been living for God all of this time? They've been serving God, and now this is how they're living. They don't have anything in their old age. Amen. They've worked hard. What is the purpose if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? But also at the same time, what is the purpose that if you, amen, have your soul redeemed with God and you have nothing to profit for on this earth, okay? And what am I saying? You know, I see so many Christians, they so heavenly bound, they no earthly good. They don't spend time with friends because they don't have any friends. They don't spend time with family because they have, amen, ostracized their family. Amen, praise God. Oh, they spend the majority of their time, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hear me clearly, because I am a Christian, and I do love God, but I also am a human being. And God made us, amen, praise God, with the need for companionship. He said it's not good for man to be alone. So we need friends. We need people in our lives that can, amen, enhance who we are. So I want to talk about that. Amen. Proverbs 20 and 29 says the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. You know, we got a lot of old men trying to act like young men, okay? They're trying to still do the things they did when they was 30, 40 years old, amen, to prove that they're still agile, okay? Then we got a lot of women, amen, in their 60s, still trying to act like they're in their 40s. Now, you know what? Amen, praise God. You can enjoy life just the age you are, amen, praise God, without trying to pretend to be in something that you're not. I know good and well that I cannot move the way I did when I was 20. My mind tell me I can. My body said, nope, that's not going to work. So what I'm doing is I compromise. Amen, praise God. I still do the things that I want to do, but I've learned 5 things that you can do to enjoy life, and I'm going to give them to you. Number one, take one day at a time. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. For so many of us, we're always procrastinating, okay? Amen. Who told you that you'd be able to go on vacation next year? Who told you, amen, praise God? You know, I know a lot of young people, especially when my husband and I were young, and I married a man that was just a workaholic, okay? Amen, praise God. Both my first and second husband were workaholics, okay? I had to constantly be on them about taking some time off for ourselves and for our family, okay? Amen, because at that particular time in their life, they were more interested in making sure that the family was provided for as well as keeping up appearances. You can keep up with the Joneses, amen, praise God, and wind up, amen, missing the best years of your life. So take one day. As you become older, amen, praise God, use some wisdom. Take one day at a time. Enjoy today. Amen, praise God. Don't be looking forward to what's going to happen next week and next year. Enjoy the day. What can you do today, amen, praise God, that's going to make you happy? Every day you should do something that's going to bring some happiness into your life. An article talks about 25 things that will keep you young, okay? That's for a lot of folks wishing for the fountain of youth. You may not even need it, you know? Amen, praise God. There's some things that you can do just to keep yourself happy. One thing is staying positive, okay? Staying young is about being happy with yourself. And I mean being content, happy. Just enjoy every day, whether it's a good day or a bad day. Because you know what? Amen, praise God. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, but just believe tomorrow will be better. Amen, praise God. And that was from Sophie Baron. She's 81 years old. Okay, amen, praise God. Many times we so worried about, amen, well, I'll be glad when this day is over with. Oh, take the time to enjoy the day. You know, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I deliberately will stop, reevaluate things, and say, now, you know what, I need to change things because I'm in charge of my life. Nobody else but me is in charge of my life. So if I'm miserable, and this isn't me blaming everybody else, I may have had a bad day at work. I may have had a started off with a bad day. Amen, praise God, from somebody saying something or doing something. But it don't have to continue throughout the day. Because, amen, God put me in charge of my life, and I have the capability to do things, amen, to change how I see and feel about my life. Number two, live for yourself and not others. You can't please everybody and forget or cease to do the things that make you happy. Oh, this is a big one right here. Amen. I find out, especially when we have family, amen, children, small ones, siblings. Oh, let's go into the husband and wife thing. Amen, praise God. You know, the wife is so busy doing for her husband, seeing about her husband. You know, I fix my hair the way he likes. I'm going to wear the clothes that he likes. Amen, praise God. But most of the time, men don't do that. Men continue to be themselves, okay? But women, we turn around and we begin to, you know, do everything that is we think that draw that man's attention to us, and we forget about ourselves. We forget about one something important, our own identity, individuality, okay? And somebody said, well, you lose your identity when you get married. Well, that man don't lose his identity, okay? He continues to be himself all through his life. So just because you get married doesn't mean that you cease to be who you were before you get married. And this is why so many marriages don't like. It was something about you that drew that man to you in the first place. It was something about the way you act, the way you talk. Amen, praise God. Your attitude, your behavior, your personality that draws people to you, friends, amen, and relationships. And when you cease to be who you really were, in other words, when you cease to be true to yourself, amen, then you're a fake. And nobody wants to be around somebody that's faking it. So don't be trying to please everybody else, amen, and forget who you are. Amen, and what makes you happy. Number three, slow down. Slow down. Amen. Yield means caution. Proceed with caution. Don't continue to live in the fast pace. Oh, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Okay? I'm learning as I get older, amen, praise God, to slow down. Okay, even when I'm walking, amen, I may be doing things. Sometimes I go shopping with my family, amen. Went to Walt Disney World with my family, amen, praise God. Listen, after being out there all day, and then they want to turn around and go back, amen, again at night because, hallelujah, they're young. Hallelujah, praise God. Park is less crowded. I told them, y'all going to help yourself. Oh, Mom, come on. Don't act so old. You're going to have a great time. No, Mom is tired. What I'm fixing to do is put my feet up, amen, climb up in this bed and watch me a movie. Y'all going to help yourself. Amen, praise God. I don't try to keep up with other people. Amen, praise God. It doesn't mean that I'm old and decrepit. No, it simply means that I've learned to slow down and enjoy life at a pace that's good for me. I may not be eternal, but I'm certainly not there. So somewhere in there, I got to find, amen, a pace that works for me, okay? And with a lot of times, we're so busy trying to run up and catch up with other people, amen. Most of the time, people that are younger than us, people that are stronger than us, people that have more energy than us, and then you wind up being frustrated, tired. You know, a lot of times you know you need to stop, and you keep pushing yourself, you keep going, and then you're mad, amen. You don't feel good, your feet tired, you got a headache, amen, and you're still, amen, giving in to what other people want. No, slow down. Slow down. Amen, praise God. If you need to stop and rest, do so. Amen. You'll live longer. Number four, plan things in advance. Make preparations to do things that you have been putting off. Oh, I tell you what, I am learning, amen, praise God, that if I have a schedule at the beginning of the week, amen, even if I don't keep to it or God, amen, allows things to come into my life to change, I got a plan. And I like having a plan. I just don't like, amen, I hate last minute stuff. Amen. Why? Because most of the time that means I'm not prepared. And I like being prepared, okay? So if we're going to go on a trip, I know how my family is. I keep a suitcase, amen, packed with things, amen, so that at the last minute, if they say, Mom, we're going to go to Florida this weekend, amen, no problem. I ain't got to run to the cleaners. I don't have to be trying to wash, amen, praise God. I got my stuff already packed, amen, praise God. I got an emergency bag. I learned that when I was younger with a husband that likes to go all the time, amen, praise God. And I you know, if I was going to keep up, then I had to be better prepared, even in ministry. Amen, praise God. I've learned, amen, to just be prepared in advance. And then even if it doesn't happen, I was ready. Amen, praise God. And I like that. I like, amen, being prepared to do things. It gives me something to look forward to. Amen, praise God. I plan a lot of trips. And now I'm so glad that a lot of the trips that I planned, amen, if they don't work out the way that I wanted to, or I need to change my date, amen, praise God, I just call the airline, amen, and say, I'd like to change my flight. Amen, praise God. This is a more suitable time for me. And, I, you know, rather than just pushing myself, amen, trying to accomplish something to please somebody else. No, if you know you want to do something, amen, praise God, then plan to do it. You know, I have certain things that I want to do in my lifetime. Okay, I have certain things that I want to do in my lifetime. I call that the bucket list. If you haven't watched this movie called The Bucket List, you need to do so. I can't remember the two men that played in the movie, amen, praise God, but it's an excellent movie, amen, praise God. Both of them were in the hospital, except for one, amen, owned the hospital, and he was dying. And then the other one, he was in a very ill, he was very ill. One's black, one's white, but both of them are older men. And they bonded, they formed a friendship. And what they realized was that, amen, this disease, these illnesses were getting ready to take their life, and they hadn't accomplished things that they wanted to do. The rich one had the money, but he hadn't done some things that he had dreamed of all his life. The older man, amen, praise God, he just worked all of his life and never took the time to do some of the things that he heard about and dreamed about. Well, number five is establish and maintain friendships that work for you and not against you. Amen, praise God. Sometimes we're friends with people and they only are concerned about themselves. I had some friends, and it was always about them, always coming over their house, always going to eat where they wanted to go eat, you know, always going where they wanted to go when they wanted to go. But if I offered a suggestion, amen, praise God, about going or doing something, they didn't have time. the friendship to me became one-sided because it was always about what they wanted to do and not, amen, what I wanted to do. And I felt, amen, that if they valued my friendship, then they ought to be able to do some things that I want to do sometime. Amen, you come over to my house and eat lunch. Amen, praise God. Or let's go, when I say let's go to the movie, maybe you don't like, amen, Star Trek, or, you know, I like superheroes, and I'm a Trekkie, you know, and I like all of these kind of action movies, Avatar, and things like this here. Okay, well, they may be a romantic, or they like comedy, but somewhere we ought to be able to bridge the gap and say, okay, this week, we'll go see, amen, praise God, what you want to see. And then next week or next month, we'll go see what you want to see. Okay? I love seafood. Amen. Anybody knows me knows I love seafood. Amen. I got some friends don't like seafood. Okay? We compromise. All right? Amen. We go to a buffet that got both. Amen. Praise God. And then they eat what they want to eat. I eat what I want to eat, and we don't talk about what each other is eating, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can maintain friendship, but it's got to work for both of you and not against you. And, you know, with the bucket list, everybody should have a list of things that they want to do in their lifetime. Starting out with, what do you want to do in 2016? Well, we're going towards the fall of the year now, but you still got 4 months. Amen, praise God, to decide what do I want to do before the new year comes in. Amen, praise God. And then what you don't accomplish this year, set it forth to next year. Now, that is looking forward to tomorrow, but that's the promise of tomorrow, that if I don't get it done today, I'm going to do it, amen, praise God, in my lifetime. Oh, I love to travel. I've got some places I want to go that have nothing to do with ministry. I simply want to go because I've read about it. It seems interesting. I want to experience new things, new cultures. Amen. I've got some things I want to do that may not be the norm for a person my age. Amen, praise God. But that's okay because it's what I want to do. Amen, praise God. And as long as I'm not jeopardizing my life, or, amen, putting my life in danger. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I had a friend, amen, a friend, a lady pastor. She's passed away, God bless her. Amen. But she went skydiving, amen, and bungee jumping. And she was in her 50s or early 60s. I said, sister, you got it going on. Amen, praise God. So, you know, that made me more encouraged to think about some of the things that people may say, you ain't got no business doing that. But if it don't hurt me, amen, it certainly is something that I can consider doing because it will make me happy. And that's what it's all about in living life to the fullest. Do those things that make you happy. Stop trying to please folks and learn how to please yourself. Amen, praise God. The best years in your life are the years that you're going to remember the most because those are the years that you were most happy. Well, this is Apostle Loretta Williams. Going to give you back to Brother Dante Gaines, our moderator and host. And, amen, I hope you'll take time, amen, praise God, to find out what it is that motivates you to enjoy life, to live it to the fullest. God bless you.
Amen. We enjoy today. Thank you, Apostle, for sharing us. And I know now it's time for me to start doing my bucket list while I'm young right now. Amen. So we pray you enjoyed ourselves, and we pray that you learned something from it. Amen.